Hi, this is Carolyn Ryan from Cipriani & Warner. Life and work in the time of the coronavirus can be challenging. Seems to be an understatement. While companies and its employees are getting adjusted to this new norm, right at the start of COVID-19 in the U.S., hackers have hit the Department of Health and Human Services with a breach of its system, unleashing a disruption and disinformation campaign designed to undermine the U.S. response to the pandemic. Bad actors are salivating and are taking advantage of a bad situation. They're not sympathetic, and they're utilizing new techniques designed to exploit companies and its employees at this difficult time. I would like to discuss today what trends we're seeing, what to watch out for, and some tips to protect your company and its employees. So first and foremost, what do we need to look out for? So on March 20th, the Department of Justice issued a warning that cyber criminals are stepping up their efforts to exploit individuals and corporate networks. One of the largest concerns that we have seen is an uptick in phishing attempts. Some of the fraud tactics and schemes we have seen include individual and businesses selling fake cures for COVID-19 online and engaging in other forms of fraud. Malicious websites and apps that appear to share coronavirus-related information to gain access and lock access to your devices until payment is received is an also common factor. Then you have the typical phishing emails seeking donations fraudulently for illegitimate or non-existent charitable organizations. Or even better yet, emails posing to be from the World Health Organization or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We have seen emails that direct an unknown user to a secondary site asking them to enter credentials so the bad actors can get access to their emails, or even worse yet, to the company's organization themselves. We've also seen emails with attachments saying, click here for more information about your benefits or latest updates from what your company is doing to protect its employees, purporting to be from the HR department. Turns out it's a Trojan or attached malware ready to infect the system. We've seen an increased attack to healthcare institutions with bad actors believing that they're so focused on the COVID-19 efforts, and also ransomware efforts targeting managed service providers with the hopes that bad actors will not only infect the MSP themselves, but infect all of their clients as a result. So second, what can we do about this? Number one is education. Your employees are always the first line of defense. The World Health Organization and the FTC have already warned about ongoing coronavirus-themed phishing attacks and scam campaigns. Send out regular emails to your employees. Alert them to trends, what's going on. Make them aware. And more importantly, encourage them to reach out to designated IT people within your company in the event they get something suspicious. Think about these kinds of things. Who's the sender? Check the email address. If you're looking at something on your phone, make sure to roll over the person's name to ensure that it is the correct email address. Is it broken English? Were you expecting an email from this person? When in doubt, call and contact someone within your IT company. Verify that the person listed actually sent the email, and never, ever accept a change in bank account information or request such as that via email. Think before you click. When in doubt, don't click on any links or attachments. Doing so could unleash malware. Number two, what I like to call BYOD, or bring your own device awareness. As employees resort to remotely accessing their company's email and other networks, there's risk that can increase. So personal devices will need to have the same level of security as a company-owned device. And you'll need to consider the privacy implications associated with employee-owned devices connecting to the business network itself. So you should verify any security of any personal-owned devices by two things. Making sure that if they're coming in through the virtual private network, VPN, to access a company's network, or through a virtual desktop software, ensure that you require multi-factor authentication and also a secured Wi-Fi access. Three, protect your conference calls. We all want to see each other, and we all are trying to schedule these conference calls. So Zoom, unfortunately, has now been the target of repeated hijackings or Zoom bombing events, in which hackers gain access to private chats and broadcast inappropriate material to all participants. Make sure to protect all of your conference calls with passwords. Four, make a plan. Unfortunately, bad things happen, and the most effective form of defense is to plan for the worst. Develop your incident response plan. Know who the key players are in the event an incident occurs. Your broker, insurance, your super fantastic fun breach coach, connect you with your forensics and PR if necessary. It's going to sound silly and backwards and against technology, but please print it out. To get locked out of your system due to ransomware, it's worth nothing if your incident response plan is stuck in the cloud. I hope this was helpful. stay safe, and always feel free to reach out to me with any questions.